Are you ready to change your life for the better? Welcome to Mind Body Budget. I'm your host, Maddie Rose, back again to share realistic tips for your personal growth. I currently work in finance, and I'm an avid self-help reader. I can attest that my life has been changed and shifted in the pursuit of knowledge. Knowledge is the key. I'm here to share information that you can actually apply to your life to help your mental health, your bodily health, or to help save you money. These aspects come together to form your overall well-being, and they will impact everything. As you may be able to tell, I touch on a variety of topics here so that you can use this information to improve your life. We all deserve free access to knowledge and resources that can help. Sadly, we weren't given a guidebook right out of high school or college telling us how to be happy, financially responsible, healthy adults. There's a lot of questions and not a lot of answers. So allow me to give you some answers to some questions, or at least some ideas to get you started on your self-improvement journey. Before I hop into today's episode on the what and why of energizing hobbies, I wanted to talk a little bit about change and how that might look for you. Spring is a great time to begin new. It doesn't have to just be at the start of the year. At any point in time, you can make the decision to change something about your life. Change often happens when you're so tired of how things are that you can't stand them to be the same any longer. When the discomfort of where you're at outweighs the desire for predictability. I know how easy it is to fall back into predictable patterns and routines, no matter how bad those patterns may be. I've been there more times than I can count. But the most significant change happens slowly in small moments. These small moments compound and grow into large changes within a person's life. I'll be vulnerable and admit something I want to change in my life this year is my awareness around my alcohol consumption. I've been intentionally cutting back to help with my mental health and my wallet. Overall, I'm a big fan of brewery tours and wineries and going out on the weekends with my friends. I'm in my 20s, so I still want to have fun, but this year I wanted to introduce a bit more balance into my life. It's easy to go overboard on the weekends, and it's especially easy to go overboard when alcohol is the norm in most adult social events. It can be hard saying no when you're constantly offered a drink. As I'm crossing through my mid-20s and nearing my 30s, my body will thank me for making better choices around alcohol. Cutting back is for the betterment of my mental, physical, and financial health. And when removing something that takes up a chunk of time, there needs to be a replacement activity to fill that time. This is where hobbies come in. Since focusing on my goal, I've gotten the gift of more time to work on developing my hobbies. It's been great exploring my interests without leaning on the same crutch as always. I'm sure you have something in your life that you also want to cut back on or remove. And we can't just get rid of bad habits. We need something to fill in for that habit, to replace that habit or pattern. You might notice when trying to cut back on a bad habit that you're not so sure what to do instead. This is why it's important to have positive activities that you can participate in. As humans, we have lots of bad or time-consuming habits that we might want to replace. No one's perfect. We all have them. We all have bad habits. Some examples of these are doom scrolling, smoking, eating poorly, impulse spending, or gambling. These are the types of activities we might want to try and replace with energizing hobbies. There are activities that give you life, and there are activities that take your life away. Let me say that one more time. There are activities that give you life, and there are activities that take your life away. Choose carefully. Whatever you're trying to replace, this episode can help give you ideas for how to fill your time instead. I'm really excited for our topic today about energizing hobbies. Recently, this has been like a buzzword on TikTok around how you can be ultra successful and interesting. Of course, with being successful and interesting, there are a lot of components that come together, but cultivating hobbies that are energizing to you is a great start. Interested people are interesting people. Your interests are valuable, and you should actively be making time for them. So let's talk a little bit about what energizing hobbies are, what they can do for you. Then I'll list 20 plus energizing hobbies as ideas to get you inspired to maybe explore one of your hobbies further or to start a new one. An energizing hobby is spending time on an interest that is mentally stimulating and ultimately gives you energy rather than draining it. So these types of hobbies charge your batteries rather than using up all the power. Energizing hobbies typically include producing rather than consuming, giving rather than taking. They might challenge your brain, push you out of your comfort zone, or inspire a creative flow. We all have some interests that we naturally gravitate towards. These passions are worth exploring and dedicating time towards to bring more joy, fulfillment, and a boost of energy to your daily life. As you show up for the important people in your life and important jobs, you should also be showing up for yourself by finding energizing hobbies that you enjoy. This process naturally includes some trial and error to find what you truly enjoy. You might try on some different hobbies and realize they aren't for you. But once you have a hobby or hobbies that you like, you can commit your time to them to bring more happiness to your life. I've seen some creators saying that the successful people they know have energizing hobbies, which contribute to their interesting personality and personal successes. I agree that having hobbies makes you seem interesting from an outsider perspective, and there are so many benefits to spending time on positive activities that bring value to your life. Hobbies are just a wonderful way to spend your time in a productive way, and they can teach you a lot. The skills that you acquire from hobbies can be utilized in other environments, like your job, career, or in relationships. I really want you to think about what hobbies you can start doing. You should be scheduling time for your energizing hobbies for the sense of excitement and the well-being benefits of doing so. They can lower stress, increase confidence, and give you a space for active time and creative flow. The side effects of people thinking you're interesting and perceived success is nice too, but it's not everything. And according to the 5 hobby rule, people should have 5 hobbies, one that is creative, one that makes money, one that changes your mindset, one that keeps you active, and one that builds knowledge. This is a good rule of thumb for choosing your activities, and some of these hobbies can cross over into multiple categories, but that's just something to keep in mind when picking out what you want to spend time on. Now, let's go over some examples of energizing hobbies. Number 1, art, such as painting, drawing, pottery, ceramics, photography. Making art is a great way to find your creative flow. It definitely takes some practice to improve artistic skills if it doesn't come naturally to you, but it feels great to practice and improve. Drawing and painting can be a relatively cheap hobby by grabbing materials from the dollar store or starting simple with your projects. You don't need to spend a lot of money to make art, and the art doesn't even have to be good. It's just fun to create. Art is a fantastic outlet and place to focus your time and attention to create something new. Number 2, needlework, such as embroidery, knitting, quilting, crochet. This is another form of art creation. If you like working with your hands and have good attention to detail, then this might be for you. Plus, you can wear or use the things you make or give out your creations as gifts. One of my goals this year is to try crocheting, so I'm excited to try that out. It's important to have a creative outlet, and luckily there are so many you can try. Which brings me to the next energizing hobby. Number 3, content creation. YouTube, TikTok, Pinterest, Facebook, whatever platform you like. You can create content about what you're passionate about so you can share knowledge and entertainment with the people of the internet. The important thing is that you're contributing to the conversation rather than just consuming. I'm somebody who's a little bit nervous about being perceived, so I understand the fears in creating content. It's definitely scary at first, but remember that you have a unique perspective and unique skills. And luckily, there are a multitude of platforms that you can leverage for content creation. Now for some sports. The next few are sport-centered, so number 4, team sports, like soccer, baseball, basketball, hockey. There are way too many team sports to name, and this one can be a bit tricky as an adult. You might have less opportunities to join team sports, or it's just harder to find than when you were young, but there are sports leagues out there for adults. You just might have to research them a bit to find. There's a great sense of teamwork and collaboration when playing sports with a group of people that will definitely energize you. You're never too old to play sports, and you'll benefit from spending your time on this. Number 5, partner sports, such as badminton, tennis, volleyball. These might be a little easier to practice when you only need one person to show up with you. Partner sports can be a great bonding experience with your teammates. This quality time can strengthen your connection and help hold you accountable to show up and play. Getting out of the normal routine of watching Netflix with your friends or partner can energize both yourself and that relationship of who's playing a sport with you. In fact, doing any of these hobbies with another person can be a great bonding experience. Having new experiences through shared hobbies with others is a fantastic way to connect. Number 6, individual sports. We got archery, running, swimming, golf, bowling. Individual sports are the easiest to pursue of the sports category since you can do them on your own time without relying on a workout partner or team to show up. You'll just need to rely on yourself to show up. This might be better for introverts if you prefer to work out on your own. I'm an introvert, so I know how it is. My personal favorite is running long distances. I also love that running is low cost. To get started, you just need workout clothes and a place to run. Number 7, extreme sports, like skateboarding, skydiving, surfing. Up until recording this episode, I did not know that skateboarding was considered an extreme sport. The more you know. But these are considered extreme because they're action-packed sports that are considered more risque than other sports. These might lead to injury or death more than other sports. So, be cautious if you're clumsy, like I am. These are for the adrenaline junkies out there. I have been brave and I tried skydiving before, many years ago. It was tandem, and I probably won't ever do that again. I don't even like roller coasters, so it was a long shot, but I was proud that I tried. So the lesson here is that it might be worth giving it a shot as long as you know the risks and do the research beforehand. Number 8, food. So we got cooking, baking, or trying out new restaurants or recipes. This is for the foodies out there. There's so much to explore and learn around food. You can focus on specific cuisine or a certain type of dessert, You can make a goal to try new restaurants in your area to expose yourself to different types of food and cooking styles. You can make your own cheese, make your own bread, pickle, or canned foods. Lots of different avenues that you can take with this one. Plus, knowing how to cook is a good life skill to develop, so you don't end up spending so much money on going out to eat all the time. You can also share your cooking or baking skills with loved ones by making them food, acts of service anyone. There will always be new recipes to try and new food to explore if this is one of your hobbies. Number 9, music. Playing an instrument, singing, writing songs, or finding new artists to listen to and enjoy. Music is a great creative outlet, whether you're making music or finding new music to listen to and creating playlists. As I've mentioned, this year I've been committed to improving my ukulele skills, so I dedicate time towards that every week. When researching for this episode, I found out that Warren Buffett plays the ukulele, which made me really happy because I had no idea. I'm following in his very impressive footsteps. Two of my favorite things, investing and playing ukulele. Oh, and Omaha, Nebraska. Three of my favorite things. There are so many different styles of music to listen to or make. There's music out there for every type of person. Writing songs or playing an instrument can feel therapeutic. There are lots of free music editing programs you can try to get you started. Or you can do something as simple as exploring Spotify and creating playlists for your favorite people. Number 10, reading. There's also a book out there for everyone. Books on every kind of topic. Reading can allow you to delve into a fictional world that serves as a healthier alternative to television. Healthier in the aspect that you're actively focusing, you're improving your vocabulary, and reducing stress. You might also consider reading nonfiction books about topics you're interested in, or that you might be able to apply to real-world scenarios. If you can't tell, I'm a big fan of self-help books, but I'm also interested in romance and science. There are books written on literally any topic you can think of. Reading something you enjoy will definitely energize you and teach you more about what you're interested in. I try to read at least 2 books a month, so I think that's a good goal to start at, but depending what you're reading, some books might be quicker to get through than others. Number 11, the outdoors. So this can include hiking, picnicking, gardening, camping, or even mushroom foraging. I've always wanted to try to forage mushrooms. Spending time in nature and interacting with nature is incredibly rejuvenating. I've already talked about the great health benefits of spending time in nature. If you're drawn to the outdoors, then commit yourself to spending more time outside by integrating a hobby that involves nature into your routine. Now that it's getting nicer outside for some of us, this is a great time to start gardening or planning a camping trip. There is lots to learn about nature, and it's fun to experience different parts of nature, beaches, forests, mountains, canyons. I'm a granola girl at heart, if I'm going to be honest. If you're also a granola girl at heart, spending time outdoors will energize you. Number 12, volunteering. Dedicating time to your community to make it better. I made an episode about ways that you can get involved in your community to give back. Check that out if you haven't. You can find a volunteer activity for almost any cause you're passionate about. I'm really excited because I'm going to start volunteering at a local community garden this spring and summer. I also donate blood pretty regularly. There are so many volunteer opportunities that are doing good for your community, and they liven up your week. Plus, volunteering is a no-cost activity, so you can do this as long as you have the time to give. Giving back is a powerful way to spend your time, and it feels good. 13. DIY creation projects. DIY, do-it-yourself, can obviously include a lot of different types of projects. Some examples that might appeal to the girlies are making soaps, lotions, candles, or even homemaking your own cleaning products. This can help you save money by making certain products at home, but it's also fun to make your own things. I've been making a lot of candles since I got a candle making kit. I made candles for some of my closest friends last Christmas. I haven't mastered the skill yet, and the ones from the store smell stronger. What magic Yankee Candle puts in their Pink Sands candle, I do not know. But making candles is an entertaining project, regardless of how it turns out, and with practice, it gets better. Number 14, animal-centered hobbies, such as birdwatching, horseback riding, learning more about your favorite types of animals, visiting as many zoos as you can, training or walking dogs. This can even include spending time with your own pets. If you're passionate about spending time with animals or about learning about animals, you will feel so energized by incorporating that into your days. Being around animals can be more peaceful than being around people, at least I think so. You might charge your battery around animals, and this can motivate you to spend more time with them. Number 15. Walking. Back to the basics, I know this is the most simple of them all, but walking is amazing and it's become one of my favorite activities to do. Some great benefits of walking is that it's free to walk around public places or parks. It will get you movement without having to push your body as hard as you might at the gym or participating in a different type of sport. Any movement is good for you. You can enjoy some nature time while you're on a walk, and you can listen to your favorite podcast or music while you're walking. For safety reasons, I do recommend keeping one earbud out so you're a bit tuned in to your surroundings. I also keep pepper spray with me on my walks. For safety reasons, you never know. Better to be safe than sorry. Maybe try introducing walking into your routine and see if you like it. Number 16, games. This can include a number of examples, but make sure it's challenging your brain. Card games, board games, puzzles, video games, Dungeons and Dragons, chess. I just saw a Reddit post that said video games aren't hobbies, which I disagree. Some might say they're borderline not energizing, but the point is that you're problem solving here, not zoning out and staring at a screen or participating in a habit that's draining to you. The point is that you're getting energy from this activity. It makes you excited or curious, and it can help develop your concentration or teamwork skills. Number 17, language learning or experiencing other cultures. This one will challenge your brain and expose you to other types of people. Not only can you learn languages, history, or cultural facts, but you can travel to new places to be immersed in a different environment. Being exposed to different cultures is exciting and adventurous. Learning a new language takes practice and a lot of time to do, but it's incredibly impressive when someone does learn a new language. I'm automatically impressed if somebody knows more than one language, or even if someone knows how to say a few things in a different language. Knowing the local language when you're traveling can be helpful, and you can get paid more at work for knowing another language. Novel experiences are crucial to growth, and you're sure to get lots of novelty traveling somewhere new. Number 18, witchy stuff. This one is for the crystal girlies, so collecting crystals, reading tarot cards, practicing manifestation, astrology readings, building an altar to practice your craft, making love potions, whatever floats your broomstick. I've seen these types of hobbies or practices gaining popularity among my age group. This can offer a spiritual practice if you're not a participant in traditional mainstream religion. These types of interests are flexible, so you can hold other beliefs alongside doing these things. Also, you can just collect crystals because they're cool. It doesn't have to be spiritual, but these are the types of spiritual practices and modes of connection that catch my attention, so maybe you'll like them as well. Number 19. Fashion/makeup, personal creativity, designing and planning outfits, thrifting, learning about the history of fashion, or learning about how to apply makeup in new ways. These are more creative hobbies that you can explore, but these ones are displayed directly on yourself. This is where you can get to customize your own character. There's something really special about finding the perfect outfit or makeup routine that makes you feel amazing, and that shows a true reflection of yourself. Spending time learning and developing your fashion sense or makeup skills is an art form, and it serves as a means of self-expression. Number 20, collecting. You can collect anything. Coins, stamps, comic books, anything that you're passionate about and that makes you excited. Collecting something can feel satisfying and make the collector proud of how much they've got. I do not have a collector's personality, but I love seeing other people's collections of things when they're passionate about it. Seeing passion in those around us, it's always more intriguing than indifference. So now you know what energizing hobbies are and why you should do them. You have options to explore. The main point here is to dedicate time to your hobbies that give you life and energy and make you excited. One of my favorite quotes by the author Annie Dillard is, "How you spend your days is how you spend your life. Every day matters, and if you're spending it doing something you love, then it's a day well spent. Stop putting off your goals and dreams because you think you can accomplish them later. Act now. Time is moving more quickly than you realize, and tomorrow is never promised." Even dedicating a small amount of your day to your energizing hobbies, even 15 or 20 minutes, it'll bring more joy to your life. Thanks for listening to Mind Body Budget. I'll be back soon to share more personal growth tips.